He wants a new trial. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd is making his case in state appeals court today. One of the arguments from defense attorney William Moorman is that one of the jurors wasn't truthful about attending a protest event.
The juror answered juror questionnaires falsely that were directly relevant to the issues in the case with ferreting out potential juror bias.
Even if Derek Chauvin wins on appeal, he's also serving a more than 20-year federal sentence for violating Floyd's civil rights and under a plea deal cannot appeal in that case. More than 2 weeks after mother of three Anna Walsh was last seen in Massachusetts, her husband Brian is arraigned on murder charges.
Prosecutor Lynn Veland says Walsh was Googling things on January 2nd, the day after anyone last saw the woman.
At 12:45 p.m., Pat saw best tool to dismember. At 1:10 p.m., can you be charged with murder without a body?
Ryan Walsh also has a criminal history, pleading guilty to wire and art fraud.
Fox's Eben Brown. Prosecutors say Walsh used one of his young children's iPads to search for information about bodies and blood. Russia's president says his special operation in Ukraine is an effort to stop what he calls a war in eastern Ukraine, where Russian-backed separatists have been fighting Ukrainian forces since 2014. At a meeting with veterans, Putin says protecting people who live in those territories is his goal. Ukraine's president says tyranny is outpacing democracy after last year's Russian invasion, and that the EU and NATO must stop the spread of Russian aggression.
We routinely defend values which some of the allies take for granted as a fact of life.
President Zelensky addressing the World Economic Forum remotely after a helicopter crash in Ukraine killed more than a dozen people, including his interior minister. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Fed chief has COVID.
The chairman of the central bank, Jerome Powell, tested positive for COVID this morning and is experiencing mild symptoms, according to a statement from the Federal Reserve. Powell is up to date on vaccines and boosters and is working from home. The Federal Reserve Board is scheduled to meet on January 31st for its next interest rate setting meeting. That is a timeline that could allow for Powell to participate in person, though the Fed could also meet virtually, as it did for months during the pandemic.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A new bill from House Republicans would force federal workers to return to work in person. It's called the Show Up Act, and it failed to pass last year when Democrats had the majority.
Those in support argue that in-person work can make the government more serviceable, while others argue the bill denigrates the federal workforce and undermines recruiting and retention.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. A survey by the Office of Personnel Management finds one quarter of federal workers are working remotely 3 days a week. A young boy killed in a storm last week in Georgia is being laid to rest.
An obituary for 5-year-old Egan Lamar Jeffcoat says his favorite superhero was Spider-Man. He loved the outdoors and anything with wheels. His mother picked him up from school January 12th in Butts County, Georgia, and the storm caused a tree to fall on their car. Egan was killed. The obituary says Egan's being buried today. A GoFundMe page for the family says his mother, Tabitha Anglin, was a single mom and Egan was her world. They're raising money for his funeral, but also for a new car and other expenses for Anglin. Another person was killed in Georgia storm last week. Jesse Maxwell was killed while trying to restore power in Jasper County. He leaves behind a wife and four children. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
That storm spawned multiple tornadoes, also killing seven people in Alabama. Another report shows inflation cooling, but stocks are sinking. The Dow's down 358. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.